Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Your Pricing is Secretly Killing Your Business. Now let's get started with today's show. You think you're being competitive with low prices, but you might actually be setting your business up for failure. It's like trying to win a race by cutting off your own legs. Today, I want to reveal the early warning signs before underpricing destroys your bottom line. Here's the first red flag most entrepreneurs miss. When your prices are too low, you become a magnet for the wrong clients. Think about it this way. Bargain hunters don't just want low prices, they want everything else too. These are the clients who demand endless revisions, pay late if they pay at all, and somehow find fault with everything you deliver. Meanwhile, quality clients, the ones who value expertise and pay on time, they actually avoid businesses that price too low because they assume poor quality. It's human psychology. We equate price with value whether we admit it or not. But here's what really keeps me up at night for fellow entrepreneurs. If you're consistently pricing 40 to 50% below your competitors, you're not being strategic, you're being self-destructive. Your competitors can afford better marketing, premium tools, talented team members. You're stuck in survival mode, working twice as hard for half the profit, unable to invest in the very things that would make your business stronger. Let me tell you about Sarah, a graphic designer who learned this lesson the hard way. She was charging $200 for logos while her competitors charged $500. She thought she was winning, but she was working 60-hour weeks, couldn't afford software upgrades, and watched three quality clients leave for what they called more professional competitors. When Sarah finally raised her prices to $450, something magical happened. Better clients appeared almost immediately. She worked 30% fewer hours and doubled her revenue within 3 months. So here's what I want you to do right now. Test a 25% price increase with your next three prospects. Track both the response rate and the quality of clients compared to your current pricing. If you lose less than half your leads but gain dramatically better clients, keep raising those prices. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.